Utah figures it has too many moose. Colorado says it could use some, so they've worked out a deal. Wildlife officials are capturing moose in Utah's Cache National Forest and moving them to Colorado's Grand Mesa National Forest. The idea is to keep adult cows and their calves together. Moving moose is not an easy proposition. Just ask Colorado biologist Jeff Madison. We reached him at the Moose Transport Staging Area in Huntsville, Utah.
They're actually doing the capture with a net gun, which is a handheld gun that fires a weighted net with four weights on it that spreads out as it goes down over the moose. And they capture the moose by the net hits them across the head, neck, and front feet, and they just kind of ball up. And then they've got what they call muggers that jump out of the helicopter onto the ground, run over, secure the moose, make sure everything is that it's up and on its sternum, and then they put hobbles on it to keep everybody safe in a blindfold and cotton in the ears to reduce their stress levels. And then they long line them under the helicopter and bring them back in to the site where we're at. It's quite a picture because they're hanging underneath the helicopter and their heads are sticking out. And they're got their head moving back and forth.
You know, To my ear, you're talking about net guns and muggers. This sounds like kind of a violent process, even though I know that's not the intent. How do the moose respond to all this?
The moose actually do pretty well. The noise from the helicopter is substantial as they're in the chase sequence, and so they run from that. And then once they have a net on them and they're down, moose are surprisingly calm. Of all the stuff that we work with, bighorn sheep, elk, antelope that we typically trap, moose calm down the best once they're captured, and they really don't fight.
Those must be some awfully confused moose when they get off that helicopter.
Yeah, I suspect that they really wonder what they've gotten themselves into this day.
And why do you figure the moose population in Colorado had declined so much?
The moose were never real numerous because they're, even for Native Americans, they were easy to hunt. Moose are kind of top dog as far as size, and there's very little that bothers a moose, and so they don't run from most. And so they're relatively easy to hunt, remain easy to hunt. They don't run from even from humans in most situations. And so they were never very numerous. In most places, they were actually hunted out before the turn of the century.
When you get these moose into the trailers, across the border into Colorado, and set them loose, what's that like? How does that feel?
I think the general consensus is this is one of the most rewarding feelings that in this business that you have is that when you see a charismatic animal like a moose that you know that you're taken to new habitat. It's just a good feeling, and everybody in the wildlife business likes to be part of operations like this.
Well, Jeff Madison, thanks very much for talking with us.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Well, we got one coming in.
You have a moose coming in?
Yeah, right now. Copter just came in.
Tell me what you see.
Well, they just sat it down, and the helicopter's pulling back away. They back off of it a little bit and drop the long line. And then as soon as the helicopter's clear, which it just did, then the crew moves up and checks the moose for the vital signs and starts the process.
How big would you say that moose that just came in is?
Oh, it's an adult cow, so it's probably 800 pounds, something like that.
And she's lying down?
Yeah, she's laying there in the... They've already got her outside of the carry net and are putting her in the trailer and starting the processing.
And off she goes.
Off she goes.
Jeff Madison, thanks very much.
Okay, you bet.
Jeff Madison is a senior terrestrial biologist for the Colorado Division of Wildlife. He spoke with us from the Moose Transport Staging Area in Huntsville, Utah.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.